time for today's No Sweat News, the bizarre stories of the day, so that you can win our quiz on Friday.
Ratfest tickets on the line. Godsmack and Shinedown at the PNC Bank Arts Center. That is Saturday, September 1st.
Presented by our friends at Coors Light. And story number one takes us to Queens, New York. Normally, I hate the over-litigious society in which we live, where some guy goes to the beach on a windy day, gets a piece of sand caught in his eye, and wants to sue everyone, every boat in the ocean.
Okay.
But this gentleman has a twist at the end. I may just have to be part of this one. Josh Berger from Queens is suing the Halo Top Creamery, the ice cream company, for false, deceptive, and misleading labeling because he says their low-calorie ice cream looks too much like their regular calorie ice cream.
Oh.
And it was harder and less creamy than what he thought he was purchasing. And he is now suing Halo Top.
I'm a little confused.
He didn't want the low calorie.
He didn't want the low calorie.
Bought it by mistake because it looks too much like.
I get it.
See what I mean?
I get it.
All right?
Okay.
Now, normally I'd be like, dude, come on, get out of my life.
Yeah.
But he wants this to be a class action lawsuit and he's seeking $5 million. So I'm about to go buy a bunch of this stuff, stick it in my freezer in my garage, and that way I can be part of this.
How about this? Read the labels.
Nah, I can't
don't
have any
face.
Of that. Can't have any of
I
that.
I can't tell you how many times my dad, I ask him to get some applesauce for the kids, and he comes back with cinnamon applesauce.
And they don't like the cinnamon?
My kids despise it.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, it looks the same. I go, all you had to do was read the front of the bleeping label.
Or you could do the shopping for your kids.
Well, there's that,
too. I mean, I know Star Wars reruns are important.
There's that, too.
So I'm going to buy some Halo Top, and I'm going to get in on this $5 million.
It's going to get thrown out, and then you're going to have a whole freezer full of Halo Top.
Of low-calorie Halo Top, the worst thing on the planet.
I know.
Dateline Washington for story number two, Washington State. Now, Kayla Izzari was riding a shotgun in Giovanni Powell's car when it got pulled over. And since she wasn't breaking any laws, he was the one with the suspended license. The cops just let her go. But here's the thing. She forgot her purse in the car, and when the cops were going through it, they found her heroin and her gun and her ID and some other stuff.
Well, and I don't care about the ID, but the heroin and the gun, that could present some problems.
They realize, oh, my God, we let the heroin woman go.
Whoops.
What did she do when she got home?
Hey, officer, do you have my heroin?
She went on their Facebook page and bragged about how she got away from the cops. Ha, ha, ha. Guess how she got nailed?
Facebook?
Yeah, and the location that was tagged to the post where she was bragging. So they just said, oh, let's go around that spot and see if we can find her.
She's kind of stupid. I'm going to say that.
We live on the stupid in the No Sweat News.
I know. It's a controversial statement. I think she's kind of dopey.
Now, our third and final story. You know, when you start dating someone, apparently you don't have to worry about impressing their friends or their mom or their parents or any of the usual suspects.
Really?
But you damn better well suck up to their dog.
Really?
Because, according to a new survey, 86% of dog owners say they would dump someone who didn't like their dog or who their dog didn't like themselves.
Oh, come on. Well, I mean, if the dog doesn't like you.
Hey, if the dog doesn't come over and let me pet him, what do you want me to do,
yeah,
sister?
I know. What can I be doing? Maybe the problem is with the dog.
Hey.
Blame me.
Nah, don't blame the dog. If you blame the dog, she's going to dump you.
It wouldn't be the first time.
78% of people with dogs say they're more likely to hook up with someone if that person has a dog as well. So get yourself a four-legged friend.
I'm going to get I was thinking about it at Bark in the Park.
Oh, man, there you go.
Still thinking about it. Maybe I wrote down a couple of those shelter names.
Puppies galore.
That's the one I'm talking about.
86% of dog owners would dump someone if they didn't like their dog.
Well, I can
attest to that.
More examples of the fact that humans are just becoming totally detached with other human beings.
It's the No Sweat News tomorrow on Friday's quiz, Ratfest tickets. So make sure you're tuned in tomorrow to win them, to hear tomorrow's stories.